7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Cold beans.
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 Okay. And here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, kids. And here's my cat. It's 1930. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I have a cat who's hassling me. Hi, bingins! And I've already watered the cat 5,000 times. You have plenty of water. Just go drink it. So we're going to kill the background noise here. And I'm moving over here into the synth zone. Because, I don't know, I guess today is synth day? Because we've got crazy weird weather again? I don't know. See, last night they were telling me that it was going to rain. It was going to rain at dawn. And it was going to be nice and cool, and we were going to go outside and do mushroom stuff. But they lied. Those lying Weather Channel bastards. We didn't get any rain. And now it's just hot and humid and dumb. So we're not going outside. We're going to sit here and do some synth stuff instead. And what are we doing? Okay, I'm sure everybody is familiar with the crap we've been working on. Let's turn on this other keyboard over here. Why isn't it? Oh, that's right. Yeah, I can't. It's not plugged in. I've run out of power. I've got everything plugged in. Something has to be unplugged. And it's going to be that thing. So let's turn on this one instead. I don't even want to turn on that one. Because you know this thing that we've been working on? This weird trance dance, weird whatever the hell's happening. Well, I've realized that this isn't what I want to do. This is not what I want to do. This is not a thing. And so I was sort of thinking, okay, let's not use that other cheesy Casio keyboard. We don't need that. What are we doing? What are we gonna do? Well, hell if I know. You know, the whole pad thing was kind of okay, but I didn't want it to be all paddy. So what am we going to do instead? Well, I don't know. I was thinking about something last night, but I don't remember what it was. What we need to do... It's this. We need to do something with this. You know, all that thing is doing right now is this. I don't know, we could probably do something more interesting, right? So, what though? Well, we got plenty of patch cables and we've got lots of stuff to plug these into. So, I And what are we? What is going on? We're using the function generator to sort of sweep the spread on that oscillator. What if we just do this instead? We unplug that. We plug it into here. And we're going to need a thing of some kind. So we need a trigger. So let's trigger that to that. And let's use the gates coming out of whatever. And then we need another little patch cable so we can go out from here and into here. And this could potentially be a thing. Is it all hooked up right? Are we doing it properly? Let's find out. This, why is it? Okay, here we go. Okay. Okay, that kind of is doing something for me. I don't know what, per se. And, you know, when we get that chord change, when it goes up a fourth, it doesn't go with it. And that's okay. Now, see, this is where I need my offset. This is where I need an offset, because if I had an offset, I could clock the sequential switch. And when we got to that, what is it, the fifth and sixth bar where it goes up a fourth, we could inject that offset via the sequential switch. But I don't have an offset. And when I say I don't have an offset, I'm saying that I don't have a voltage. If we had a voltage, what voltage do we need? Well, we need, if it's 1 volt per octave and we're going up a fourth, a perfect fourth is 5 semitones, so we need to go up 5/12 of a volt. So I need 5/12 of a volt. Where am I going to get 5? Okay, now, normally you could have a little separate module that does this. You could have a little offset module, and you could use that. I don't have an offset module. I'm trying to think of... Now, see, I'm wondering if... But how do I get it out? Okay, so I'm thinking, in my performance sequencer, there is a modulation channel, and I think it's fairly accurate enough that if I just set it for D, is this D? That sounds like D to me. Then, wait, am I even thinking about this right? Where are we? We are here. And we need to get to here. One, two, three, four, five. Yes, five semitones. I've got the modulation in the sequencer, I think. But I don't know how to get it out, and I don't have a manual. Well, I've got a manual, but it's, you know, a 178-page PDF, and there's no way to look anything up in it. And so maybe I'm going to have to just do it the hard way this afternoon, but I've got other stuff I want to work on music-wise. But certainly there must be an easier way to do more thinking, Tobe. Everybody likes thinking, because thinking is for the brains. And you know what? Maybe I don't feel like thinking. Maybe I just want to play my music. If we mess with the shape of the funky generator too fast, what if we go all the way over to here? Nothing. Okay. Let's just focus on this for a second. Maybe we need some more LFO. Why is my LFO so slow? Oh yeah, I turned it down the other day. And maybe we put it into here. Oh, that's so growly. Doesn't work for me. Yeah, no. Is it cool enough the way it is? Thank you.
I don't know what to think about that. Boy, I'm feeling really indecisive and I don't know what to think. Maybe I should just push some buttons here and make some noise. Other weird things that I was thinking about last night is, what if I brought one of my other weird oscillators and I used that as the FM input for the modal synth? That could be a thing. What if we do something different? What if, let's get that business going again. What if, instead of gating it out of the thingy-ma-doubler, what if we plugged it into here? Oh, that's an input, not an output. Here we go. What if we plug it into here? Nothing interesting. I want the combined rhythmic output of Florian. Okay. There's the clock of sequencer one. This is the clock of sequencer two. That's boring. Sequencer one, slightly more interesting, but not interesting enough. What about the actual sequencer data? Too low. How about this one? Not enough. Oh, what I want is a signal. How about the envelope out? Okay. Basically, this is going to follow this. Okay, hold on a second. Instead of messing with the spread, what if we do this? Not as interesting. What about this? Okay. Get some extra bassiness. Is this really an improvement? Think. I don't know. Maybe we just leave it like it is for now. Maybe mess with that later. I don't know. It's certainly interesting. Was that the direction I wanted to go? I don't know. I just don't freaking know. But wait, what if? Let's go back to that real quick. Let's go back to the grunky gronk. And let's just change the grunky. Okay, here's grunky one. Here's grunky two. And here's grunky three. And we can max grunky out. Let's mix it in. Let's bring it all back. Okay, now we got it much lower in the mix. This kind of works. That's much more interesting, way down there, buried under there, but Is that adding anything? I don't know. We can talk about it some more tomorrow on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and this is the end of the line.
Yes. This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.